Well, and it's funny because a lot of us who are more conservative have talked about it. I think there will be great pride, even if we don't care for her or her politics. I think there's this feeling of there's about a half a dozen other women I might have picked over the years instead of her to make it. But it is what it is. I always thought a Republican would be the first woman president, just because historically people are surprised you tend to look. A lot of our women have been, you know, a little bit farther along sometimes. I always thought Condoleezza Rice would be the first woman president, but that's just to me. You know what? I don't know that it will make a huge difference. I think will be a whole generation of girls that we'll maybe see some of that position, and there will be I can do it too. But in the grand scheme of things, it's still just one. And you wonder how many more cycles will it take there's another one. Mm-hmm. When you think about it, I think I would have been more impressed if, you know, half the women who ran for the Democratic Party and half the women who ran for the Republican Party, there were women, half the people. To me, that's when I think we'll finally reach a point where it's where it should be. Having there only be one woman, you know, Carly Fiorina on the Republican side and Hillary and all those men, that's great. And I think it's a token kind of a thing to say, look. But it's not where it needs to be yet. There needs to be six women running for Republican, and six good women running for Republican, and six good women running on the Democratic side. And then I think we'll get to a point where we need to be.